Welcome everyone to another beautiful time of learning at the feet of Jesus. You know, it's so certain God has so much in store for us. He has wonderful things, wonderful truths in store for us. And it's very important for our hearts to be ready to receive. This month of June, we're looking at the series, Jesus the Game Changer. And wow, I'm already anticipating all that will be shared. And before the message starts today, I want us to just with ready hearts. I want our hearts to be open, our minds to be open for the transformation that will occur through God's word. So before we proceed in the place of prayer today, I'd like us to just take this song. It's been ringing in my heart since morning. So here's the song. Yes, your love has turned my life around. And yes, your sweet love has turned my life around. Oh, yes, your love has turned my life around. And yes, your sweet love has turned my life around. I don't know about you, but for me, you know, for the last 2 months, we've been looking at love. And last month, we looked at the love of God. And this has literally transformed me. It's transformed my life. And, you know, I would encourage us to go back to those messages again and again to listen to them. And let the word of God transform us. It's never an old message. God's word is never old. It's ever new, you know. So I want us to tweak that lyrics a bit and now say, your word will turn my life around, because his word tonight will indeed turn our lives around. So let's go. And yes, your word will turn my life around. And yes, your word will turn my life around. Yes, your word. Yes, your word will turn my life around, will change every situation. Yes, your word will turn my life around. I'll never be the same, 'cause your love will turn my life around. And yes, your word will turn my life around. Yama suta ye balia bado shalia baria dada. Lekeli baria masuta ye baria dada dado setie baria ma cozy abalia bako she de gedebo. Lima cozy abalia basuta ye gedebo. Shia balia masuta ye gedebo. Mila kalia basuta ye. Just go ahead and pray in the spirit. The Bible says that he that prays in an unknown tongue edifies himself. Maliba cozy abalia masuta ye. Get yourself edified. Maliba kozi yabalia masuta ye. Prepare your heart for the word that will come for today. Maliba kasiya dado shaleba kozi liba kozi yabalia dada lagida gadebo setia bala. Lord, we embrace the transformation through your word. Maliba kozi yabalia masuta ye. Mane kalibo kesete yiba kozi libo shedegedebo siya balia dada. We refuse to remain the same as your word is taught tonight. Malegezia ko setelebo shaleba kozi abadoza legade badoza ye kasuta lianana bedege degedebo shia makoria masute yebale beligada basura makozi ab leba kozi yama kozi ye gadabadabasiya makota liabaliya masote ye. In Jesus' precious name we have been built up. Amen. You know, I want us to pray that. Let's pray that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. You know, if the eyes of your understanding is not enlightened, let them preach 24 hours. You know, nothing will get into you. Ask the Lord tonight that, dear Lord, as your word comes for today, let the eyes of my understanding be enlightened. Cause me to see light in your light in the name of Jesus. As your word is taught tonight, as your word is shared tonight, I receive seeing eyes. I declare that I have seeing eyes. Lebo zeli kazuna mashote liba kozi yadada. The eyes of my understanding is enlightened. I receive the eyes of my understanding enlightened to the truth of your word that will be shared today in the name of Jesus. Male kazura makozi yadada do shete liba kozi yamana masete yegedegede. Lekia masote yegedebo shiadada. I come against every dullness to understanding. Malibo seye kasute ye. We come against every form of destruction. Everything that stands in the way of your word being properly propagated to us today. Rekida bakozi ya balia mashoni mukia sote ye. Mana makoria masute ye baliga dabazo ye kesete ye. Mana makura masote ye balagadebo setia baruka. In Jesus' precious name, we're still praying. Amen. You know, still praying for revelation light. I want us to pray. Daniel 2 verse 22, he says that God reveals deep and secret things. You know, the word also says that it's the glory of God to conceal a matter, and it's the glory of God to conceal a matter, and the glory of kings to search out the matter. Then he says in Amos 3 verse 7 that surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret counsel to his servant. That means when God wants to do something, he sends forth his word. So as the word comes for tonight on the subject game changer, there's something God is set to do. You know, he's set to do something. I want you to pray tonight. So I want us to pray asking that, Lord, as your word comes forth, let it accomplish your plans and purposes for my life in the name of Jesus. Let your word transform me from the inside out. Legida bakozi ya makura masute ye baliga da bakozi ya manamana. Legede boshi ya bakori ya masute ye. Manaki lakoza li kazuta libo. Kashote liarada lebo kiyama sute ye yabakosa tiabalabada rekazuda bakiyaba sute ye. Father, we ask that you wrought great miracles in and through us as a result of your word that shed tonight. Wrought great miracles, maliba kozi yabalabada, undeniable miracles, lebozi yakasita ligada lebakozi yama koza liba koze yebado shadiarada namakiyaba kozi la. Do great and mighty things through me by reason of your words that will be shared to me tonight. Malegezia bakozi ya bakoria masute ye. Malagadia bakozi ya balia bakose ye gade. Maliba kosete ye. I receive with meekness your engrafted word that is able to save my soul. Maliba kosete ye. Your word that is able to transform me. I receive it with meekness tonight in the name of Jesus. Mali kasote ye. I refuse to remain the same. I refuse to remain on the same level. Rikida bakose liba kosa liba kosa ye gadabada. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word to us tonight. We thank you because your word transforms us, your word strengthens us, your word takes us from where we are to where we ought to be in you in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you because your word prepares us for the journey ahead. We embrace your word, we receive your word with total meekness tonight. In Jesus' precious name we've prayed. Amen.
Jesus, I give you praise. Oh, Jesus, I give you praise. Agadabada, your name alone is strong. Your name alone we praise. Jesus, I exalt you. You've made my life so beautiful. Jesus, I give you praise. Our God, Abba, higher. Jesus, I give you praise. Thank you for loving me too much. Thank you for loving me too much, Jesus. Thank you for loving me too much, hey, Adabahaya. Thank you for loving me too much,
The Bible says in Ephesians 1, the Message translation, it says, long ago, God had his eyes on us. He had his eyes on us. You know, when I read that verse, you know, it's just like a guy that has been crushing over a girl, you know, for a long time. Amen. Glory to God. You know, long ago, God had his eyes on you and I. And you know the most exciting thing? The most exciting thing is that we are now his. Glory to God. So God is so excited. You know, one other translation says that because we belong to God, we've made God so rich. Like, God is so excited to have us in Christ Jesus. So if God is so excited, if we have made God so rich because we're in Christ Jesus, you better be excited. You better rejoice that you are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah to God. Amen. He says, before we heard of Christ and got our hopes up, he says he had his eyes on us. He had designed on us for glorious living. Part of the overall purpose he is working out in everything and in everyone. Glory to God. God has always been tripping for you. He has been tripping for you like, babe, I love you and I want to have a relationship with you. And now that he's, you know, you're in Christ Jesus and he has a relationship with you, God is so excited. God is so happy. Amen. When he looks at you, he smiles because you give him delight. You give him delight. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for we are in Christ. We thank you for our salvation. Hallelujah to God. So to that lady who has been there feeling down and depressed, you know, you're not even excited about being in Christ anymore. It's just all boring to you. You better wake up. You better receive this revelation and begin to rejoice. Hallelujah to God. Amen to Jesus. Amen. Woo, I'm excited about tonight. I don't know about you. I'm excited about the month of June. Happy new month to you all. How has the praise challenge been? Glory to God. 21 days. I mean, this is day 5. Glory to God. Amen. If you've not done your praise, you know, joy challenge, please do so immediately after Bible study. Let's rejoice. Amen. Let's rejoice. Hallelujah. The Bible says, let my people praise him. Let my people praise him. So shall the earth yield and increase. And it says, God will bless us and the ends of the earth will fear him. Fearful blessing comes when we give God praise, not when we murmur and complain. Hallelujah to God. Glory to God. Can we just rejoice? Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I ask for utterance. I ask for utterance. As we begin this month's focus teaching at his feet, Jesus, the game changer, I ask for utterance, Lord. I ask that you speak through me, Father. I ask that you speak through me. I want you to give me a word for your daughters, for that lady who is confused, that lady who is down, that lady who needs a shift, that lady who needs your word to elevate. Father, I ask, oh God, that you speak through me tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want us to, you know, be excited. I want us to be excited that Jesus is our Lord. I mean, this month we're going to be talking about Jesus. We're going to be loving up on Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible says, still that same Ephesians 1, it says that Jesus has, the title that Jesus has is superior, you know, to any title that anybody has in heaven and on earth. Jesus, your Lord, is not a small boy. Some of you think he is one small boy. You don't even, you know the kind of person that is your Lord and your Savior and also your big brother, the one in whose name you pray with. Hey, glory to God. It says that the Bible says that Jesus' title is superior to any title that is on this earth. Let that person be chief, executive, general, whatever, of any place. Jesus is more superior to that person. Hallelujah. And that's why the Bible says, at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee bows. Glory to God. It means that when you introduce Jesus, or when Jesus comes into any situation or circumstances, that issue changes. It has to change. It means that Jesus is the one that brings the change. Amen. He's a game changer. You may have been playing the game, you know, on a certain level before. It's just like when you watch football, you know, and then they are not just scoring. Everything is just going summer. And then they bring in somebody and say, come and replace this person. And then, you know, before you know, the match begins to turn, you know, into their favor. And then the person they just brought in starts to score goals. That's what we're talking about here. When Jesus comes into your life, you begin to score goals. Amen. Things begin to work out for you. All things begin to work out for your good. I don't know who I'm speaking to tonight. Before you met Jesus, things were not working out for you and your family. It was as if, you know, family curse and all of that. But I've come to let you know that as long as Jesus has entered into your life, as long as he is now your Lord and personal Savior, I want you to know that he is a game changer. You know why? Because the Bible says in Galatians 3, it says that Jesus died on the cross. It says he died on a tree. So that the curse, any curse that is upon you or your family or your lineage will no longer be. Hallelujah. It says, cursed be anyone who dies on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham may come upon the Gentiles. I want you to know that because Jesus died on the tree for you, he died on the cross for you, you can no longer be cursed. It doesn't matter the pattern that has been coming in your family lineage, but the moment you get born again, that nonsense stops with you. Glory to God. I don't care if in your family people have been getting married at their age, you know, 30s or their 40s. I want you to exempt yourself from that trend because Jesus has come into your life. Because he hanged on the tree and died for you. Therefore, there is no curse upon you. There is no definition upon you. There is no enchantment that can work upon you or against you. Glory to God. The game changer has come into your life. So things must change for the better. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me tonight? Hallelujah to God. Amen. Glory to God. Some of you, you need to repent. You have been acting as if, you know, the person that came into your life is one, you know, area boy. No. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The one who is greater than any and every authority and principality in this world and in that which is to come is the one who has come into your life. Do you know what that means? It's just like saying, if Donald Trump comes into your life, like Donald Trump, you know, the president of one of the powerful, you know, countries in the world, becomes, you know, part of your family. You know, he associates himself with you. Ekili Adabaha. Oh, and then he puts it on CNN and everybody knows about it, that, the Olukeye family, you know, is, you know, they are friends with, you know, Donald Trump. I mean, do you know the kind of doors that relationship will open for you? Eke Tosa Bahande. But you see, when you got born again, when you said Jesus come into my life, or rather when Jesus came into your life, amen, because the life that you have is the whole life. So actually, you receive the life of God. Amen. You invited him into your heart and then you received his life. When you received the life of Jesus, Jesus made it public. Amen. Yes, it may be in your room that it was private, or it may be in church where everybody knew, but that's why the Bible says in heaven there is dancing over one sinner that repents and turns to God. In heaven, Jesus made it a show. People rejoice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So in heaven right now, everybody knows that you and Jesus are in a covenant relationship. Everybody knows in heaven that he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit with him. Even the spirit realm, they know. The kingdom of darkness, they know. But do you really know it? Do you really understand the impact of having Jesus, the head of all principalities and power, of every name that is named in this world and that which is to come? Do you really understand the impact of having that person in your life? Do you know the doors that will open unto you? If you really understand that Jesus has come to dwell in you, amen. Glory to God. I want us to, you know, allow the revelation of Jesus, our relationship with him, being saved. I want us to begin to highly esteem it. Amen. Glory to God. Let's not allow religion or, funny doctrines water the weight and the heaviness of Jesus in our lives. You know, that's why Jude, when he was speaking and writing the epistles, he said that sent, I want us to contend for the faith that was delivered to us, to the saints. I want us to contend for it. Don't lose grip of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Getting born again, people making out look as if it's some sad story. Like if you get into Christ, oh, your life should begin to look like a mess. It means that, okay, if you get into Christ, you should not begin to fail in your exams. It means that to get into Christ, you should not begin to, perform like a mediocre. That's not the Jesus that I know. When Jesus comes into your boat, you begin to catch fish like never before. When Jesus comes into your life, you begin to do things on a higher and a deeper level. When people look at you, they should see a difference. When people look at you, they should see a difference in your life. Your life should not look worse off because you are now a believer. That is not scripture, beloved. That is not scripture. The disciples, they were fishing and fishing. They had not caught anything all night. But Peter said, at your word. Jesus told him, cast the net. You know, he gave him a particular position. I can't remember whether it's to the left or to the right. You know, but he told him to cast his net. And Peter said, we've been doing this honor, but nevertheless, at thy word. And at the word of Jesus, they cast their net. And the Bible says they caught so many fishes that their boat began to sink. Jesus came into their boat and changed the game. Jesus came into their life and changed the game. I want to announce to you tonight that Jesus has come into your life to change the game. Now that you are born again, having been born again, the results you have been pulling, how have they been? Have they been worse off? Or have they been better off? When Jesus comes into your life, you should catch more fishes. You should break records. The Bible says that your net began to break. When Jesus comes into your life, you should begin to do record-breaking stuffs. Hallelujah. But what do we have today? People get born again and they start failing the academics. They start using Christianity as an excuse to fail in life. They start using, going to church as an excuse why they're not doing well in life. That is a lie of the enemy. When Jesus comes into your life, if you've been scoring F before, you should be scoring A's now. Glory to God. Why? Because you have the Holy Ghost that knows all things living on the inside of you. You can't be failing. Hallelujah. You can't have God in you and fail in life. That's an abomination. Glory to God. You can't have the creator of the heavens and earth living on the inside of you and you are failing. That's not supposed to be. Glory to God. Jesus came and changed the game for the fishermen. Oh, he came and changed the game. And they said, oh, indeed. You're the Messiah. You've been born again. You've been selling and doing business. Now that you're born again, the fact that you're born again, your business should not go, you know, should not become, you know, don't think that, oh, religion, don't allow any religion statement or religion mindset or the enemy make you feel like, now that you're not in Christ, you should just be doing small, your business, you know, anything that happens, you just say, maybe it's God that wants you to fail. That's a lie of the devil. The Bible says in Psalms 35, verse 27, it says that God delights in the prosperity of his servant. Some translation says that God, you know, delights in the success of his servant. He enjoys it when we succeed. He wants us to succeed. Glory to God. So if you are failing and you are saying it's just God that is using it to teach me a lesson, you better receive light tonight. That's not God, that's the devil deceiving you right where you are. Glory to God. Some people have carried some very, very, very demonic, unscriptural mindset that God is the one making me to fail, to humble me, that God is the one causing me to fail, to humble me. Where is that in the Bible? How did we get here? How? How did we get to the point where we see failure as something that is holy? You should be angry in your spirit. Why should you be failing because you're a believer? This is why there are no many believers that are topping things in the world. Because the enemy has lied to you that to succeed is not, there's something wrong about succeeding. But that's a lie. God wants you to succeed. Amen. God wants you to make progress. The Bible says in 3 John 1 verse 2, it says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. The Amplified Version says, I wish that you prosper. I pray that you prosper in every way. God does not just want you to prosper in one area of your life. He wants you to prosper in every area of your life. Why? Because if you were prospering in one area of your life before you got born again, when Jesus comes into your life, he changes the game and wants you to begin to prosper in every area of your life. It causes you to prosper in the left. It causes you to prosper in the right. It causes you to break forth on the right. It causes you to break forth on the left. Glory to God. It changes the game. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Jesus has changed the game for us. But your mindset needs to be, you know, it needs to auto-connect and, or auto-reboot to see the new game. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Ah, he's a game changer. It's time for your life to begin to manifest the one who has come into your life. Is Lord. Hey, Igabalabaha. They've never seen anyone walk on waters before. But when Jesus came, they saw him walk on waters. He changed the game. He broke, you know, natural laws. Igabahate. Igabaladahasha. Inamahande. That's the one living on the inside of you. And you can't even start up the business that God laid in your heart. You are afraid. Why should you be afraid? To stand up and start a business that he gave you, you're afraid. But you see, people are not born again. They conceive an idea and they go for it. When you should conceive, you know, a bigger, better idea and do better with it. Glory to God. The fact that you're born again does not mean your life should become a mess. It means your life should begin to break record. It means your life needs to begin to produce supernatural results. God said, he said to Joshua, he said, meditate upon the book of the law. Don't let it depart out of your eyes day and night. Meditate on it day and night. It says, then you shall have good success. You shall make your way prosperous and have good success. God wants you not just to have success. He wants you to have good success. He comes to change the game. You've been playing and you've been scoring on a particular level. God comes to top it up for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. He's the game changer. Hallelujah. He's the game changer. He has come to change your life for the better. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Egada bahando kosa. Can we just pray in tongues for 1 minute? Ekili adabahasha. Robokoto shande bolohosa. The game changer. Kaliba dabaha. Ozubrekili adabaha. Oh, Sanda Balahasha, Repokota Sita Balahaya, Elegedegedegede, the game changer, Kelebosutala Bahaya. Oh, Lord Jesus, Kebonda Balabahata, Ilibahashande Bolohosa. Oh, Shatala Barabarabaraba, Rebokoto Sutalida Baha, Reboshande Bolohosa, Egetosa Panda Kosa, Izapandi Kasuta, Eleboshalabate. Ikabanda kosuli arabaha, reketeketeketosha, eliba suta bananosha, ekosa panda kosili arabahaya. Oh, thank you, Lord. Manda balabaha shata, rebodosu tori badabaha. Oh, shande belebedosa, egili arabadabadabahasha. Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah to God. Amen. For tonight's teaching, you know, the Lord will have me talk about how it changes people's lives. You know, and the title for tonight's teaching is Water to Wine. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, we're going to be done. You know, this is just a short charge to just, you know, ignite our hearts for what God is going to be giving us throughout this month. Amen. The game changer. It turns water to wine. Hallelujah. If you turn your Bibles with me, turn your Bibles with me to John chapter 2. John chapter 2. Ikabosutali arabahai. Ebosuli arabahandi. John chapter 2. We all know this story so well. Jesus, you know, when he was invited to a wedding in Cana, his mother, he went with his mother and his disciples. Amen. You know, and then after all this much festivities, they ran out of wine. And then Mary, his mom, said, do something about this. Jesus said, I don't know what I can do about this. It's not my time yet. It's not my time for miracles yet. And then Mary's mom told the servants, whatever he tells you to do, do it. You know, and as God will have it, the time for Jesus, you know, miracle time came, clocked, the hour clocked for miracle time. Amen. You know, and Jesus gave an instruction. Azu ibahati. Jesus gave an instruction. Oh, verse 7. Or let's start from verse 6. It says, and there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 frequents apiece. Verse 7, it says, Jesus said unto them, it says, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw up now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. Verse 9, it says, when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not where it came from, see, but the servants knew, you know, that it was drawn from water. It says, the governor of the feast now called the bridegroom. Verse 10, he now said to him, he said, every man at the beginning does set forth good wine, which men, and when men are well drunk, and they are now at their worst, it says, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. 11 says, this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. You know, the governor of the feast, you know, called the bridegroom and said, this is not normal. Hey, Jesus had done something. Jesus had changed the game in the wedding. And then the governor, not knowing what was happening, called the bridegroom and said, this is not the usual. Usually, people serve the best of their drink at the beginning of the wedding. You know, I mean, the worst of the drink at the beginning of the wedding. You know, and then when people are well drunk, they now bring in the bad one. You know, they serve the good wine at the beginning. And when people are well drunk, you know, they now bring in the bad wine. You know, but it was like, but you've done differently. You've brought the good wine at the last part of the wedding. This is not normal. Why this was happening was because someone changed the game. Someone changed the game, and that's Jesus. What did Jesus do? What did Jesus do? He turned water to wine. He did not turn wine to a better wine. He turned water to wine. Not just any kind of water. The water that, you know, they were using to wash their hands. Amen. If you study the Jewish, you know, ceremonial, you know, event and all of that, yeah, you know, the way they do their things, they wash their hands. Those six water pots that were, you know, in the reception were used to wash their hands either before eating or after eating, and even used to wash some, you know, plates and all of that. That means the water was not a clean water. Amen. Jesus turned a dirty water. They filled it to the brim, but it was still dirty. Amen. They filled it to the brim. Jesus turned that water to wine. A wine that the governor of the event had to comment about, had to call a good wine. Glory to God. Hey, when ladies gather, I have come to announce to you tonight that it doesn't matter how bad your life has been. It doesn't matter how ugly your life has been. It doesn't matter how useless your life has been. It doesn't matter how many mistakes you've made in the past. It doesn't matter how you've used your life. A lot of people might have put hands on your life, washed their hands on your life, put a lot of mess in your life, you know, spat on your life, abused you, raped you, done all sort of things in your life, just like they did with that water. A lot of people came to that wedding with a lot of germs in their hands. When they were done eating, they went to wash their hands inside that water. Hey, I want you to know that it does not matter the way people might have misused your life, maltreated you. It may have been your father, your mother, your uncle, your nephew, someone who abused you. I don't care. It doesn't matter how messed up your life is. It doesn't matter what people have said about your life. Because see, when that water was there, amen, that water was clean. But the moment people began to wash it, the color of that water began to change. Amen. It began to change. Glory to God. It does not matter how your life was before. And then due to circumstances and happenings in your life, the water in your life began to change color. It began to turn dirty. I want you to know that Jesus can take that dirty water and turn it to wine. Jesus can take every dirt, every gem, every, you know, particles that man has put into your life. He can take all of it and turn it into a wine that the same man will look at your life and say, this life is beautiful. That's what Jesus is doing with us. That's what Jesus did with my life. People looked at my life when I was growing up. People called me names. People said I was useless. People said my life would never amount to anything. People said I was going nowhere. In fact, when I got born again and serious with God, some group of guys heard then in the university, and they said, can Doreen ever change? Ah, I laughed. Hey, just the way, you know, the guy, the Nathaniel said, you know, he said to one of the disciples, said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? You know, that's what just came to my heart. They said nothing good can come out of Nazareth, because really, you know, the things that happens in Nazareth, Nazareth doesn't look like where, you know, the Savior of Israel will come out from. Hey, they thought that my life would never amount to anything, but they have been disappointed, because when Jesus came into my life, it changed the game. The same people who said my life is going nowhere are the same people using my life as a reference point to preach the gospel, to say that God is good. See, I want you to know, never put a full stop to anybody's life. You are not their creator. You are not their God. God is rewriting stories of people. God is changing the lives of men. God can change your life. I don't know if you've been raped or abused or whatever it is that has happened to you or through you. I want you to know that God can put the pieces, the broken pieces together and make it into a beautiful image that when people look at, they are envious of you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the game changer. He's in our lives not to break us. He's in our lives to make us. Hallelujah to God. Yes, there might be some breaking moments, but see, those breaking moments are actually to rebuild you. Glory to God. God may be taking you through some regiment. I went through mine. He told me, leave, forget about relationships for now. I had to break away from every relationship. But that decision has made me the woman that I am today. Glory to God. Jesus does not come into our lives to make our lives worse off. He comes to make our life beautiful. He comes to make all things new. It comes to turn all the bad and all the things that have gone wrong. It comes to make them good. It comes to make them good. Hey, glory to God. Have you been hurt before? Have you been hurt before? Have you been abused before? Have you been broken before? Have you been, maltreated before? And, your self-esteem, we don't even know where it is any longer. I have come to let you know that the head of all principalities, the one whose title is superior to any title in the world, that same person is living in you. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. Hallelujah to God. His name is Jesus. He has come to live on the inside of you. He has come to give you a hope and a future. The Bible says in Ephesians 1, it says it's in Christ Jesus that we find out what we are truly living for. It's in Christ Jesus that we are made. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. That word workmanship means masterpiece. Amen. Glory to God. In Christ Jesus, God has a great plan for you. He has a beautiful story for you, written already before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah to God. How can you allow Jesus change the game? How can you begin to allow Jesus change the game? I'll just, tell us about one major key tonight. Amen. Glory to God. How can Jesus begin to change the game in your life? Turn with me to the book of John, chapter 1, verse 14. Amen. John 1, 14 says that Jesus is the Word made flesh. Hey, glory to God. He is the Word made flesh. Jesus is not the portrait in your sitting room. Amen. Glory to God. That might just be one guy in Italy that they put wig on and made his lip peach. That's not Jesus. Amen. It may just be some painting, but that's not Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is the Word made flesh. How can you begin to see Jesus change the game for you? It's by taking his word and feeding on it. Remember the disciples said to Jesus, he said, at thy word. He said, at thy word, I'll cast my net. Glory to God. He said, at thy word. Hallelujah. At thy word. I'm looking for the scripture. At thy word. It was at the word of Jesus that they began to see results. At the word of Jesus, it changed the game for them. Glory to God. At thy word. At thy word. Ema shande bolo hosu. Tande bala bahaya. Oh, glory to Jesus. Ebranana kosu tanda bala bahaya. Iba shande bolo hosa. Riko suta la bada bahaya. Ribo suta la bada bahaya. All right. Luke 5 verse 5. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down thy net. What was the word? Verse 4. Jesus said, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. All right? Glory to God. It says, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Okay, this was not when he gave them a specific direction. You know, if you read some other, you know, encounters in the gospel, you see where he told them, cast your net to the left. And even after when he came, that's to the left or to the right. And then when he even resurrected and he came to them, he also told them to also cast their net. He gave a particular position. That's a teaching for another day. Amen. You know, but he said, launch out into the deep and let your nets for a draught. But he said, we've been doing this thing, you know, since, but nevertheless, at thy word. Hallelujah. And verse 6 says, and when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. So it means that if they had ignored the word of Jesus, they wouldn't have had that experience. They wouldn't have had that result. Hallelujah. So it means that if you want to have breaking result, transforming result, you have to do what? You have to feed on the word of Jesus. Amen. You have to hide his word in your heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You have to hide his word in your heart. You know, Paul speaking to Timothy in 1 Timothy 4 verse 15. He says, meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear unto all. There is no way you can be interacting, or you'll be interacting with the word of God, that people will not see the profit in your life. It's not possible. No, it's not possible. You can't continually come for at his feet, listen to at his feet messages, you know, go on our, you know, on our website, download all the messages, you know, if you have access to messages in your church, you know, and it's a sound church, you're feeding on the message from your pastor, your man of God, amen, your the Bible, you're feeding on the word of God by yourself, there's no way people will not see the difference. The profiting will appear unto all. And you know what? The Bible says godliness is profitable unto all things. It says that, you know, bodily exercise profits a little. It says, but godliness is profitable in all things. It means that as you're building yourself spiritually, feeding on the word of God, it will begin to impact every area of your life. Amen. Glory to God. So that's how, you know, we see Jesus change the game for us. Amen. Is by feeding on the word, by meditating on the word. Joshua 1 verse 8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate during day and night. For during you shall make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. You will change the game in your industry. You will change the game in your field. You will change the game in your academics. You will change the game in that which you're doing. When you begin to take the word of God seriously, the Bible says in Psalms 1:1, if you read the Psalms 1, it says that blessed is the man that delights in the law, and in the law does he meditate day and night. He says, this man shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. It says, his leaves shall not wither, but whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. It means that whether there is no sun, or, you know, there is no rain, rather, this tree is not bothered. Why? Because it is planted by the rivers of water. Glory to God. I don't know if you want to have a normal life. I don't want to have a normal life. I want to have an extraordinary life. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit with the word of God. I'm going to put God's word before my face. I'm going to allow the word of God to instruct me. I'm going to live my life by taking instructions in the word. And this is not just, you know, reading God's word so that you just, oh, I've read the word of God today. Glory to God. No, this is when you read God's word and then it begins to inform you and, you know, begins to impact you and impact your decisions. I was listening to something today, an audio book, you know, and then the God kind of love. You know, I did something for somebody. I did a job for somebody. You know, the person even, I do graphics, you know. And I helped the person, you know, I promised the person freebie, so I did for the person. And then the person didn't send me some informations. I used my initiative to add a name and phone number. She later told me that, please, she should have social media. I should have her social media handles instead. And I'd already lost the original file. So I had to now find a way to we do it, and not only for her to come again, you know, this morning and tell me that please I should change something in the social. I was like, you see this girl, I'm not going to answer you, forget it. You know, when I was reading the book and the audio book, you know, the author Kenya said that he just mentioned the scripture in First John 3 says that if you have in your means to help somebody, a brother, and you shut your bowels of compassion, you know, that is not good. The love of God does not dwell in you. Immediately I was done, you know, with the time allotted to listen to that audio, you know, book. I just went to my system, you know. I found out that I even had the original copy. So I was like, oh, wow, that's good. So I was just able to help her and send it to her. Because normally I hate it when people, when I'm doing something for you, you're not giving me the steps I need to. Do you understand? Just like somebody telling you, cook fried rice for me. You cook the fried rice for me. The person I tell you, please, add shrimps. You put the shrimp, the person tell you, please have the pomo or have sweet corn. You're like, what kind of thing is this? You know, but I had to do it for her. That's how the word of God changes you. It's not just hearing God's word and then you're doing, oh yes. No, you take action. Glory to God. You take action. Amen. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 3 verse 16, it says all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. You want to see Jesus change the game in your life? You need to allow God's word instruct you. You need to allow God's word correct you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, I remember one time too, I was having a retreat and then one of the messages was on love. And then I was just listening to the word and then I remember a client during my wedding period, when I was praying to get married in 2018, she paid me to do something for her. And you know, that time I needed a lot of money, you know, and somehow, I don't know what I did to the money. I couldn't do the job for her. And, you know, the money just went down the drain. And she was like, please do the job for me. And I just abandoned her. You know, I think I even blocked her. Can you imagine? Oh, God. You know, and I just, you know, forgot about her. Like, please, this man stop disturbing me. You know, and all of that. Although I was able to do some part for her, but I couldn't finish everything. Ah, I thought this is that message. This was something of 2018. Just remembered. Ah, I went to go and block her. I chatted her. I begged her. I said, please, you know what? I can give you your money back or I'll give you my services for free. I also have more services that I offer now. And you know what she said? She was like, it's gone. Forget about it. It's fine. And I was like, I begged her. She did not agree. Amen. The word of God said that it's gone. It's okay and all of that. And you know, she even patronized me. She even wanted me to bill her. I was like, please, I can't bill you. She had to be. She was not the one begging me that, please, how much will you take for them? I'm like, I'm even the one owing you. But she offered to pay me for more services. I mean, that's just it. When you allow God's word, you know, guide your life and, you know, you live your life after God's word. Amen. You will get a result that when you tell people, like, Amen. After I even worked for her, you know, a friend of hers saw the job I did for her. She recommended me to the person again. She also came for more services. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So she's even like a business partner right now. Glory to Jesus. But if I just, you know, listen to that message and ignore that prompting to go and correct a wrong, there's no way the word of God would just be, you know, it'd just be in my head. Amen. But the Bible says, let the word of God dwell in you richly, in all wisdom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, as you have been listening to this word, I know God will be, you know, instructing us to do certain things, to make certain, you know, movements, you know, do certain things. Amen. Glory to God. You know, some of you, God has been leading you to partner with this ministry. Yes. But you've been like, I beg. No. Glory to God. Take action. Hallelujah. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. Take action. Let the word of God instruct you, correct you. Amen. God has been telling you, forgive this person. Or even reach out to TMA and tell her about something that you're going through to help you. But you're like, I pray we repent in that. Glory to God. I believe we've been blessed. This is just, you know, a short charge for the first at his feet for June. I believe you've been blessed. Can we just lift up our hands and say thank you, Jesus? Oh, thank you, Father, for tonight. We give you praise. We give you glory. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. I want you to listen to this message over and over again. Amen. You know, Favor is going to compile them to us and put it on the link on the website. Amen. Do well to tell your friends about it. Share God's word at WLG, what God is doing in this house. I want you to share and bless people with it. Amen. Bless people with it. Someone sent me a testimony yesterday that I was really touched. As I during my birthday, someone wrote a lot of things about me on her status, and she connected, you know, and joined the ministry. And her life has just been transformed. She didn't know what she was doing at 24, but she has caught in with purpose, you know, registered for BGS, baby girl school. I mean, hallelujah. Be an evangelist of this house. And I celebrate those of you who have been sharing the flyers. I see all of you. I may not be able to comment on everybody's post, but I see all of you and I celebrate you. And I say, God bless you. Hallelujah. You are partners together with me. And I'm so, 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 so thankful. Amen. And I pray for you that that which you do, that the Lord God will raise helpers in strange and unknown places to help you in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.